Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to r/ProRevenge, where you'll hear stories about people getting what they deserve. Guys, in this episode, I've got two great revenge stories. The first is a super rich guy who hires a private investigator to tail his wife for 6 months, and it goes incredibly wrong in the end. The second story, OP is sick of empty threats and takes matters into her own hands against her ex-husband. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future revenge stories. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, Scum of a Man Hires My Unit to Do a Job After He Refused to Pay Us, So I Help Ruin Him. This is a bit long because I have to give context to everything. Please bear with the explanation. A few things first. I'm a security officer with a private investigator certification, which allows me to take investigation cases as long as it doesn't interfere with local police investigations, and any crimes that I witness must be reported to the police ASAP so they can make an arrest. Private investigation cases come from a few sources. We're sometimes contracted by local police to do what's referred to as spotter work, where we are brought on active wide area investigations to do recon work and look, but not interact with anything that might be involved with the case. Basically, we're just an extra pair of eyes. Or, the local police will mix us with a surveillance operation, and we would follow low-profile individuals and report their day-to-day activities. These are completely confidential. Then there's client contracts. This is where corporate clients have our investigations unit investigate their employees' day-to-day activities to see if there's some hint that an employee is committing a crime. The job is to gather evidence to prove guilt or innocence. These aren't confidential, but we usually sign a non-disclosure agreement. Finally, there's personal contracts. When a person wants to hire a private investigator to do a job, it's usually something along the lines of a husband or wife suspects a spouse cheating on them, and they want some kind of proof. The second reason is that someone's looking for a relative or lost family and is trying to reconnect with them. There's no disclosure agreement, and it's up to the client to draw up a disclosure agreement. Most don't, but we keep quiet as a professional courtesy. Okay, now that the job description's done, let me tell you what happened. About 3 years ago, I had been hired to do a personal contract. The client, a rich, sleazy snob, was apparently stupidly rich. He hired my unit, and when I say my unit, I mean the unit I work with, which is a 5-man team. He believed his wife was cheating on him with other people, and he wanted proof of this so he could start his divorce process with solid evidence. He contracted us in a 6-month contract, and was to pay the company X amount of dollars upon completion. So we set up surveillance cameras all over his large house and in the woman's car with the client's permission. We had at least one of the team tailing her at all times. Good times. Day in and day out, we watched their lives. And in this line of work, you either get detached or emotionally invested, like watching soap operas. As we watched them, we quickly saw that this lady was a freaking saint. She volunteered at a soup kitchen and a children's hospital. She helped with local churches' canned food drives, those kind of things. She was the perfect definition of what a good human should be. On the other hand, the husband was the total bastard. He was the one we caught multiple times bringing women to his house. And sometimes, he would bring 2 or 3 girls in a day. And that's only what we recorded in the house. We arrive at the 4-month mark, which is basically where we show all the evidence and give the 3-quarter report. We show him everything we found and have a 6-hour debrief with video and audio support, showing that she hasn't done any wrongdoing other than getting speeding tickets and a few double park situations. After we concluded the debrief, he looked stupefied. He then says, "So you didn't catch her cheating? Then what was the point of me hiring you?" My boss, our captain, turns to him with a serious stare, which is perhaps the most serious and badass-looking face that I've ever seen in that man, and he said, "You hired us to investigate your wife. Why are you unhappy that your wife is an honest and faithful woman?" The snob is visibly annoyed. He stands up and is getting his jacket when my captain says, "Look, there's still 2 months on the contract. We'll keep tailing her, and we'll meet again after our contract's up to give you any updates." The snob turns to him and says, "Don't bother. This is over. I'm ending it. Come when she's not home and get your equipment out." So a week later, we did exactly that. Now, fruit for thought. When contracts like his are made, a small portion is paid up front as a commission fee, and the rest is paid at the end of the contract's allotted time. In this case, it's 6 months. Now the pay works like this. The commission is divided up between each private investigator as a bonus to our salary, and then the salary is what we get from the company to get us through the completion of the contract. The remaining balance after being paid by the client is then divided into a cut for completion. The PIs get a cut, and then a cut for the office. Good money when done right. So fast forward to the next payday after the contract is officially over. My unit gets a call from the office to come in on the next payday, as there's an emergency meeting regarding us and the last contract. We get there and find out that the snob pulled the funding and refused to pay us for any of the work. We're still getting paid, just not with the completion bonus, and we all leave super pissed. We went to lunch and brainstormed how to get even with the guy. Then we remembered all the house footage of his dirty deeds. At first, we wanted to blackmail him, but that's low, and we're better than that. I then remembered the wife, so I reached out to her. I set a date to sit down and explain everything to her. I showed her the videos, and she cried for about a good half hour. I think I broke her whole world. I then advised her to get a lawyer and proceed to give her all the collected evidence and my business card. So, the aftermath. Fast forward about 6 months. I'm called into court as my company is suing him for fraud, breach of contract, and unpaid dues. My company wins the case easily, as his lawyer's argument was that we failed to deliver the result that he wanted. We were hired to deliver a product. We were hired to observe and report. So we got paid in the end. I was contacted by the wife, who thanked me for all of the evidence. She ended up getting a divorce because of all of the evidence I gave her, and she got almost everything. She got his huge house, and I mean huge. She got both cars and a huge cash sum. So the moral of the story is don't try to screw over people who specialize in gathering evidence and reconnaissance. Edit. So a lot of private messages and a few posts asked me about the wife. I promised I'd look into it, and I did. So I got in touch with her, and we agreed to meet yesterday. She was delighted to hear from me. We met up at the local coffee shop, and I got to meet her new husband. She's been remarried for almost 2 years now. So after a few coffees and idle chit-chat, she told me about her own petty revenge story. Now keep in mind that this is what she told me, so take it with a grain of salt.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
She told me how the family of Super Snob demanded that they get the house back, as it's their family ancestral home, and offered to buy the house from her almost immediately after the divorce. She had a realtor come and evaluate the house. The family wanted to give her $250,000, but the realtor concluded that the house's value was near $1.5 million. The family kept demanding that she sell over the following months. She quote-unquote told the family about the realtor and his appraisal documents of the house being $5 million. They bought the house for $3.5 million cash the next day in hand. So, end the pleasant evening with them. As I'm leaving, the wife smiles at me and grabs the sleeve of my arm. She says, "Wait, I never got to say this, and I want to tell you, thank you. You're a blessing that rescued me." She then reached into her purse to get her wallet. At first, I thought she's going to hand me money or something, and I raise my hand to stop her. She smiles and pulls my old business card out. She says that she tried to call me in the company a year ago to thank me, but the number on the card was disconnected. She then says, "You were looking out for me when I needed it, and I wanted to keep you in my back pocket just in case." I updated my contact information for her and was invited with my family to their home for dinner on Friday. So the icing on the cake of yesterday is this morning, amazingly, I got a call from my boss. Very excited, he told me that we, specifically you, have a new client who's offered you a 5-year employment contract. Apparently, the wife's new husband is a magistrate, and he got his boss to approve a contract for the company, which means the unit that I'll be running will be taking jobs and assignments directly from the court. So thanks to everyone who asked me to check up on her. I went to meet her for coffee and a chat, and then I gained a high-profile and paying client. And to think that all the guy had to do was complete the contract and pay OP and their gang for their work, and he could have avoided this whole mess. I'm kind of glad things worked out the way they did. The wife deserves a way better husband than that scumbag of a man. Also, does anybody know how much he would have paid for 6 months of private investigation? This next story is titled, "X Tries to Bully Me with Custody Agreement, So I Played Dirty." My ex-husband Brian was, or is, a toxic and controlling narcissist. Classic case. Our divorce was very bitter, but I tried to be fair, splitting custody and giving him decision-making authority under the assumption that he would be a better father than he was a husband. Things went well for about a year. I got a new boyfriend who was great to both me and my kids and wanted to be involved in their life. When my ex found out that my new boyfriend Tom was going to be attending my kids' fall festival at school, he went off the deep end. He abruptly decided that he wasn't going to watch the kids while I worked anymore. He also refused to let my friends or family watch the kids and said he had to meet them first, but then would refuse to do so and claimed that he would sue me for going against the custody agreement if I got a babysitter he didn't approve of. I lost 2 days at work, scrambling to find any place available, which was difficult because of the school's location they attend. He began asking the kids to call him every night, which is fine, but if we were eating or busy doing something, and I told him it would have to be later when they call, he would rage and threaten to sue me. He began asking me at all times where I was with the kids. One day, I went into work for 3 hours to clean up some things I missed due to a storm. I left the kids with Tom since waking them up at 4:30 a.m. seemed needless. When Brian found out, he raged and threatened to sue me. He threatened to apply for child support even though we split custody. He raged about every little thing. He didn't bring the kids to the Christmas school play because he knew Tom would be there. He fought me over medical appointments for the kids and refused to pay his share because he didn't agree to the appointment. And of course, he would sue me. He wouldn't let me have the kids during this time, even to let them attend birthday parties or sleepovers with friends or family, something we had been doing for each other with no issue. This went on for about 2 months before I snapped. I hate when parents are willing to hurt their kids over their own egos. He kept threatening to take me to court, and I was fed up with the empty threat. So first, I wanted to make sure he couldn't afford to fight me in court. So Brian was on food stamps. I knew that only because he was claiming to pay his ex-wife rent. I sent his ex-wife a message asking her if she was getting rent from him, and she said no. I sent that letter to DCF, and they closed his food stamp card and sued him for fraud. Then his ex-wife turned around and sued him for her value of the house since he was claiming to have been paying her all along. Then I sued him to modify the custody agreement and take out all of the things he was using to try to harass me. I had screenshots of every nasty thing he sent me. I had a letter typed by his lawyer stating that he was looking for another job since I wasn't paying him, and that's why he couldn't watch the kids. So if he tried to get child support, I could prove that he was capable of finding more income. I had medical records and receipts showing I'd paid for everything for the past year for the kids' health needs. I had records of things he said to the kids about me. I had pictures of them looking filthy when I picked them up from his house. I had receipts of everything I spent on the kids for the past year. He folded pretty quickly, and he can't harass me anymore, and is still paying off his first ex-wife. Just wait until OP gets married one day, and the kids officially have a stepfather. I'm pretty sure Brian's head might explode at that point. And that wraps up another episode of r/pro revenge. Guys, if you've missed the last episode of r/pro revenge, OP's mom takes her money to buy drugs and gets her life ruined. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.